On today's podcast, we're talking about a really sneaky reason and way that your business is not growing. It is likely so subconscious and is sabotaging your business, and you don't know because you don't know what you don't know. And it's something that I recently realized in my own business and feel like you're probably doing the same thing. So I want to talk about it today. Let's go ahead and dig in.
Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going.
I was talking to one of my business coaches recently, and we were talking about next steps and things that I needed to do in my business to continue to grow. And part of it was hiring, and part of it was changing up some of the sales process that I have and the sales deck and the pitch and a variety of different things that need some revamping in my business. And I was very much in agreement with her and what she was telling me I needed to do. But as she was talking through these things and we were going back and forth and going through the steps of what to do and when and how and all these things that you do on a coaching call, I caught myself freaking out just a little bit because it felt like a lot. And I told her, I said, the thing that I'm feeling is that I feel like I have to know all the steps from like where I am now to the very end. Exactly what do I need to do each step of the way to get there? And I don't know those things and it scares me. And we were talking about it and I said, the interesting thing is this is a pattern that I have where if I don't know every step of the way in the process, I freeze and I don't do it. And we digested that whole thing and we talked about it. And I thought it was pretty cool because number one, I'm recognizing various patterns that I do and I'm able to fix it. And it's so powerful to really be able to see the things that you do very clearly, really look at yourself in the mirror, because if I'm being really honest, taking a good look at a good hard look in the mirror is not easy. Most people don't want to do it. And there are times where it's not very enjoyable, if I'm just being really honest, because it's a whole lot easier to act like you're doing everything great and perfect and that there are no problems and that you're definitely not the problem. It's everybody else, right? Because how in the world could it be you? Like, how am I the problem? It's got to be your issue, not my issue. At least that's historically where I preferred to be. And a year ago, I quit doing that and really started looking in the mirror and looking at the reflection and seeing the areas that needed revising. And this is the most recent one that has popped up. And I was thinking about it this morning about how much that has crippled me over the years. I've been in business for 8 years now for myself. And there have been plenty of times where the fear of what all of those steps are, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 20, 100, whatever, however many steps there are going to be, has kept me from moving into the future that really is mine, the stuff that is for me, that I keep myself from going there. And I feel like that's a common thing. Especially for people, several episodes ago in my podcast, I talked about the five basic, like the human needs, and significance and certainty are the biggest ones. If you remember that episode, I talked about it And my primary need is certainty. And so needing that certainty has kept me from going into the things that I know are for me because I don't know all those steps. And if you're significant, then you do the same thing, just different ways. But if you are like me and your primary need is certainty and you really need to know everything, and then you have to know that everything is going to be okay and have no fear of failure and all this other stuff, then it's impacting you and your business and you're not growing in the way that you need. And so we talked about it on this coaching call. And so when I recognized it, she was like, that's really good that you're seeing that, because that's the first step. Anytime you're talking about recovery or you're talking about some sort of a process where you're improving and fixing things, like the first step is awareness, right? And if you aren't aware of it, then there's absolutely no way that you can fix it and heal it. So then the next question was, how are you going to find your certainty? And that is the question that I would pose for you, is how are you going to find your certainty in a healthy way? Because the way I was doing it and trying to look at every single step of the way and feel confident that I knew everything I needed to do, which, by the way, can we pause just a minute and recognize that there's absolutely no way that you can know every single step of a process? The reality is, I look back at the last 8 years and all the things I had no idea about business, like none. And honestly, if I'd have known half of the things that I know now back then, I probably would have never taken the step to go into business for myself, because it has been a roller coaster. There's been so many things and really exciting and happy and amazing times. And then there's been a lot of times have been really hard and difficult and uncertain and scary and disappointing. And it has really forced me to become a much better version of myself. And I know I'm still growing and expanding, and I definitely have not arrived, so don't get it twisted. That if I had known half of these things back then when I started, I would not have gone down the path. And so really not knowing all the steps and not knowing all the things that are going to happen has been a blessing. If you really look at it, it's actually a really good thing that you don't know all the ways that things are going to turn and twist and all of this. Because if you knew, you wouldn't go down the path. You'd be like, oh, I don't want to feel that pain. Oh, I don't want to do that. Now, you'd probably be there for the happy times. Like you would definitely want to be there for getting the big contracts and the big wins and that sort of thing. But you would probably not want to sign up for the stuff that was hard. And really, it's the stuff that's hard that makes you grow. If we're really being honest about it, it's not the winds, it's not the really great mountaintops that catapult you to the next level. It's going through difficult parts and difficult seasons and learning from those seasons and modifying your outlook and your thought and working on yourself that really pushes you into those next levels, because you have to grow in order to grow your business. And if you are newer in business and you don't recognize it yet, I hate to be the bearer of, I'll put some air quotes, bearer of bad news, that if you aren't aware yet, business growth is a direct correlation to personal growth. And so if you're not growing personally, you're not growing, period, end of story. So back to the conversation with my coach, she asked me, how are you going to find a healthy way for, what is that going to look like for you? And this is not the first time she and I have talked about this, because like I said, this is definitely an area that I'm growing in, is releasing that need for certainty, because there's really never any way to feel certain, because we're human and things happen and you don't know. It's not like I have some sort of a magic eight ball that tells me what's happening next. And so for me, I tapped into my faith and knowing that God has me and that through him, I can be certain because he knows what's going to happen. And because he knows the future and he knows everything that's going to unfold and all the things that are going to bring me lots of joy and happiness, and even the things that I'm going to have to grow through and the things that are maybe less joyful, less happy, harder, more difficult, things like that. He knows all those things and everything in between. And because he knows those things and I trust him, then I can lean into that. Now, for you, it might not be that. you're really the only one that can answer for what is going to be the thing, the healthy way that you're going to tap into your certainty. But figuring that out and knowing what that's going to be for you is important. Because without knowing what you're going to tap into, like the healthy way that you're going to tap into certainty, without that, then you will flounder and you will not go as far as you should. And frankly, as the world needs you to, because the reality is you have gifts and there are things about you that there are people right now looking for. And if you're not going out and doing those things, someone's waiting for you to tap into your genius and to get out of the fear of the unknown and all this stuff to be able to go that route. And if you're not doing that, then honestly, you're hurting them. And I've known that for a long time. I'm sure you've heard that before as well. This is probably not the first time you've heard someone say that. And that's how I've been. You hear these things and you go, I understand that. I agree with that. It's not that I disagree with that sentiment, but I think I've just recently wrapped my head around it. And I think also as you grow and improve and develop and work through some of these things, you hear things differently as you grow. So something that you've heard a long time ago, you hear it again, even though it's not the first time you've heard it, because you're a different person, you're in a different season of life, you have different layers that you've been able to shed and grow and improve, you will hear it differently because you're a different person. And so maybe you've heard that before, and this time you go, oh yeah, this does make a lot of sense. And if so, I'm so thankful for that. I hope so. Because kind of raw truths about me, very vulnerably, because I know that there is someone out there, even if it's just one person hearing this podcast, that this is going to sink in and be the thing that you need to hear. And I hope that's the case. And if it has, and this is something that you're listening and going, man, I really needed to hear that today, I love it when you let me know those things. I would love it for you to send me a message. Let me know. It brings me a lot of happiness knowing that the things that I'm showing up and sharing are impactful to you. If you've enjoyed this episode, as always, it really helps so much if you leave a 5-star review. Go do it now. Don't wait and get interrupted and all the things, because that's how we are. We're so busy that we don't do things immediately, then it just doesn't happen. I'm guilty as well. So go leave me a 5-star review now. I would appreciate that so much. And also go to the show notes and make sure I'm doing all sorts of new stuff. I'm trying new things, developing new things. I've been on the podcast platform for about a year and a half now. And so I'm trying to spread my wings and dip my toes into social media. So go to the show notes, you can get my handles there and see what new platforms I'm on. I'd love it for you to give me a follow and show me some love there as well. And with that, thank you so much for showing up. I truly appreciate you and the time that you take to listen to me. It does not go unseen, and I appreciate it.